I have early onset Alzheimer's, and I was fighting to get my Alzheimer's medication, but it's so expensive. I can't afford it with the insurance.
Bonita Spikes was speaking at a news conference at the door of Asbury United Methodist Church, just a few blocks from the State House.
When I first got diagnosed, I was covered by good insurance. When I couldn't work anymore, I didn't have insurance. And short story is, I couldn't afford my medication. So I really need help with this bill to pass.
She and dozens of others had gathered prior to a Senate committee hearing on bills aimed at slowing the increase in prescription drug prices and forcing drug companies to explain their price structure. A House committee has scheduled hearings on its versions of those bills today. At the Senate hearing, Dr. Lena Wen, the Baltimore City Health Commissioner, said the problem is not with new drugs.
These are generic medications that have been around for decades, and the question is, why is it that the price is increasing? We need to know.
According to a recent Money Magazine article, drug prices have gone up by at least 10% a year over the last 3 years, while the overall inflation rate last year was just 1%. The price of Daraprim, a 62-year-old drug used to treat a parasite infection in newborns, as well as AIDS and some cancer patients, shot up 5,000% overnight, from $13.50 a pill to $750 a pill.
The reason that the prices were increasing was not, of course, because of costs, but because these companies had been able to corner the market and exercised monopoly power.
That's State Attorney General Brian Frosch. He says that he wants drug manufacturers to make profits and to produce generic drugs.
But when they acquire and abuse monopoly power, they hurt patients, they threaten our healthcare system, and they damage our communities.
One bill prohibits price gouging. The other would require drug companies to file documents with state health officials when planning to increase drug prices. Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kemenance said that the bill's purpose is to expose companies that increase prices solely for the profit.
If we require them to tell us how much they pay for TV advertising, that will actually shame them and expose that this is all about trying to jack up the price to make profit as opposed to put good drugs out on the market.
But Senator Stephen Hershey, a Republican from the Upper Shore, question whether these bills might have unintended consequences.
But don't we put manufacturers in the position that they possibly could decide not to put drugs into Maryland?
And Brad Stewart, the CEO of Immunology Partners Incorporated, a medical supply company, also known as Silex Incorporated, warned that the bills could lead to the loss of high-paying jobs in Maryland.
Washington, D.C. passed a law requiring licensing of sales representatives. We limited our employee position in D.C. to the cost of compliance.
Stewart said his company also shut down operations in Vermont and Massachusetts because of regulations. I'm Brendan Reynolds for 88.1 WYPR.